Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in the magical Deuteronomy chapter 29. Many of you are too young to remember something called the magic eye. It was a poster printout of a bunch of patterns that when you first looked at it, you didn't see anything other than, well, a bunch of patterns on the poster printout. But if you stared at it long enough and slightly blurred your vision by squeezing your eyelids just a tiny bit, a three-dimensional pattern would emerge out of the picture, seeming to jump out at you. It could be a dolphin or a wizard. Go on, Google magic eye and see what happens. Well, the truth is, they're easier to see on paper than they are on a computer screen. You kind of need to print them out. And that's what it was like for the children of Israel with the covenant God was making. There was something deeper there, but they just couldn't really make it out. They weren't truly seeing what God was putting in front of them. Moses says in verse 2-4, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, and to all his land. With your own eyes, you saw those great trials, those signs, and great wonders. But to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind that understands or eyes that truly see or ears that really hear." In verse 7-18, Moses tells them that this is exactly what has happened to them. All of the blessings in the previous chapter, that their shoes didn't wear out, their food was ample, they won every battle they fought, as long as they were following God, these things were in the bank, because as they followed God, God would follow them. But in verse 19, Moses uncovers the blindness that lives in every heart, including mine and yours, and assumes we can be our own guide. A big mistake. Verse 19, "When such a person hears the words of this oath, and they invoke a blessing on themselves, thinking, 'I'll be safe, even though I persist in going my own way,' they will bring disaster on the watered land as well as the dry." How many times do we tell ourselves exactly the same thing? We know the blessings, we're told the consequence of our actions, and yet we tend to choose things that destroy us. "I'll be safe," they say. And God says, "No, you won't. I'm telling you now." It's kind of like Chris McCandless, who moved up to Alaska after abandoning civilization and taking on the moniker of Alexander Supertramp. He set out along the mining trail known as the Stampede Trail, and it became a book and eventually became a film called Into the Wild. McCandless believed that he could survive in the Alaskan wilderness using his feeble survival skills. And as a result, he died of starvation. "I'll be fine," he thought. "I'll be able to give myself a blessing. I'll be okay." But he wasn't. Despite being warned repeatedly that living in the Alaskan wilderness was something that most Alaskans themselves would never try, McCandless was confident in his own abilities enough to try it, and it cost him his life. His confidence is what is often called hubris, and it means an unearned and unproven confidence in one's abilities. And like Chris McCandless found out, just like in the Alaskan wilderness, so in life, this kind of hubris can prove very dangerous and sometimes fatal. Moses warns them against it. He doesn't want them to attempt to go show those schmucks over there how to live. And he warns them that, quote, "The Lord will never be willing to forgive them. His wrath and zeal will burn against them. All the curses written in this book will fall on them, and the Lord will blot out their names from under heaven. The Lord will single them out from all the tribes of Israel for disaster, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law." End quote. This seems severe, but it has more to do with leading others astray in context rather than our day-to-day hubris that has to be repented of on a regular basis. Remember the magic eye earlier? There was something deeper that we just couldn't see. Go on, stare at it on Google and see. It wasn't made for Google. It was made to be printed out, and therefore you'll miss it. But even after countless times of printing these things out or even buying the poster, I sat there with certain individuals ages ago. It was the 90s. They were crazy times. And even still, certain people could never see it, no matter how much they blurred their eyes or changed the distance from the poster. God makes them a covenant, and he tells them that years from now, even though you guys don't see it, people years on will see it. They'll be able to see the pattern when the invaders have come in and destroyed everything. And in hindsight, the people will look back and realize what happened. Everything I'm telling you in advance, but the people who see it from the backside will note the pattern and they'll have a breakthrough. He says in verse 24, all the nations will ask at that time, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce burning anger? And the answer will be, it is because this people abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the covenant he made with them when he brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshiped other gods and bowed down to them, gods they did not know, gods he had not given them. Therefore, the Lord's anger burned against this land, so he brought on it all the curses written in this book. In furious anger and in great wrath, the Lord uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land as it is now. And then Moses ends with a cryptic comment, a verse which is one of my favorites of all time. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of the law. You see, there are things that are always going to be covered up mystically, patterns we'll never see or understand. We worship an infinite God who formed the universe effortlessly. He's able to do anything, and he knows all. And the secret things, Deuteronomy 29:29 says, belong to him. He's told us what we need to know, and not any more than that. The secret things may belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all of the words of the law. This verse is telling us it's not what we don't know that matters, but it's what God has shown us, what he's revealed, and what we do with it that counts. Read Deuteronomy chapter 29 today, and as you do, leave the secret things to God and embrace the things that he's revealed.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.